The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Imagine, if you will, a world where children listen on the first try, every time, on the actual first try. I know, you have to really suspend disbelief and reality and everything else in order for that to be a thing. Just imagine. I remember as a new parent, being at the playground and trying to get my kid to leave. I had not realized the value and the importance of giving them a sort of time countdown. You have 5 more minutes, 10 more minutes, you know, whatever it might be. That really helps. But then you realize that you can give kids countdowns, but doesn't necessarily mean that they're actually going to do it. So just imagine if they listened on that countdown as well. And at the end of 5 minutes or however many minutes you gave them, they'd be ready to go. Imagine a world in which children shared without having to negotiate. And of course, keeping their hands to themselves without all those reminders, and where they would behave more like nice little men and women who are in training than, you know, feral animals. Wouldn't that be nice? I don't know. But just kind of stay with me. And now imagine, let's kind of stretch this out or map it onto a larger canvas where parents do something even more remarkable when adults do things they already know that they should do, not because somebody threatens them, not because there's a prize at the end of the rainbow, not because there's an app that buzzes or they get yelled at by their coach or whatever. It's just that they simply do their job. You and I, as grown-ups, if we just did our jobs, we went to bed on time, if we ate reasonably well, if we moved our bodies consistently, if we minded our finances, if we had those hard conversations instead of avoiding them, and we did these things in the absence of coercion or gold stars or some kind of elaborate incentive structure designed to trick me as a childish adult into acting like a grown adult, if it was just quiet competence. Now, imagine what would happen if that behavior gap, the gap between what I intellectually know and then what I actually do, if that just finally closed. Imagine. Because if we're being honest, ignorance is no longer the problem. It's not that I don't understand how to do things or I don't have the resources. It's not that we're confused about things. It's simply that we, as adults, just like our kids, can't keep their hands to themselves, lack discipline. We are undisciplined. We know what to eat. We know when to sleep. We know what matters. We know what needs to be done. And yet, here we are. We do not do these things. It's amazing. So, like I've been telling you, I've been telling my 9-year-old boy and my 6-year-old boy, and I'm sure soon to be my 3-year-old little girl, got to keep your hands to yourself. Don't touch your sister. Keep your hands. Be mindful and aware of how you're impacting the other human beings that are around you. Don't mess with somebody else. Don't interfere with what other people when they're doing something. All this stuff. And then it hit me. You know, mind your own business is just the grown-up version of keep your hands to yourself. Mind your own business. Keep your hands to yourself. Same rules. Just higher stakes. I think that's a good way to think about that. When our kids don't keep their hands to themselves, things can quickly unravel. You got hurt feelings, you got crying, you got, you know, just the brakes stop, or you hit the brakes and everything needs to get a reset. But when adults don't, it's more of a cultural type thing. So I don't think that most people are failing because they lack opportunity. They're failing because their attention is everywhere, but where it should be. We place our attention everywhere other than where it actually belongs. We've got our eyes on other people's lives, our hands in other people's lanes. We spend so much energy critiquing, comparing, scrolling, speculating, all these things. All the while, our own house, our own businesses are ablaze. So this is where having a good understanding of your meaningful few is really, really, really important, because your meaningful few versus your trivial many, it's not about doing more. It's about doing what is yours to do and doing it well. And I'm fond of saying that from an entrepreneurship standpoint, but you can map that onto every aspect of life as well. What you're doing is your business and it's nobody else's business. Your health is your business and it's nobody else's business. Your finances are yours and nobody else's. Your relationships, your work, your character, these are all yours and they're nobody else's business. So here's a question. What are the small number of actions that if you did them consistently would meaningfully improve your life?
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And then, if you could do those things without coercion, without any wild incentive structure, and without any kind of fanfare or applause, then we'd really be on to something. Have you seen those really viral memes or those stupid memes that say, you know, disappear for a year, read 1,000 books, do 1,000,000 push-ups, meditate constantly, and then reemerge unrecognizable? It's cheesy because, obviously, I can't simply go away for 18 months or a year or whatever period of time they're advocating. It sounds inspiring, but it's also to a degree nonsensical because there's not a way to actually practically do that. So here's a better way to think about that. Stop treating whatever is important to you, your business, your family, your finances, your health, like a toy. Stop treating your business like a toy. It's not a hobby, not something you dabble in when you're feeling up to it. It's not something that you poke at in between being distracted. You treat it like a business, something you show up for, whether you feel like showing up or not. So to get really, 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 really granular and practical here, for a client building endeavor, let's assume that your business was, I need to take on new clients constantly. And if the person who is training you, all your training said, you need to get 25 new names of potential prospects every week. And then once you got those names, you follow it up and you ask each of those 25 people to sit down so you could introduce yourself to them professionally. Not a pitch, not a sell, just let's have an adult conversation. This is the kind of work that I do. See if there's a fit. If you were to do that 12 weeks in a row, what would happen? What would happen? I think that while there are no guarantees, there are a lot of probabilities. So are you guaranteed success? If All of your training said, get 25 new names a week. Ask those 25 people to sit down with you. You did that for 12 weeks. No guarantees, but a lot of probabilities. And that's really what we're talking about. Do it dispassionately. Don't worry about how you're feeling. Don't worry about whatever you're thinking about. Just execute on those things. And that's extremely worth doing. And you can apply that to everywhere. So from a fitness perspective, what if you treated your body like essential equipment instead of some kind of decoration? For your diet, if you stopped treating food like an entertainment or a reward, and you started thinking about it as sustenance and fuel, how would that change things for your relationships? If you minded your tone and your effort level and how you were showing up before diagnosing your spouse, what kind of difference would that make? And if you tracked your money like it mattered, because it does, how would that all shake down? I think it would really be great. We would eliminate those heroic bursts of effort that, because we've been a lot of the time procrastinating on things that we cram at the end. And because we're talented people, we can usually make it happen. But I advocate that we're better served winning 100-0 than waiting until the end of the game and doing that heroic thing that ends up winning it, the buzzer beater, the Hail Mary, the whatever it might be. Just taking consistent, intentional action in the lanes that really matter, that's what it's all about. So most people are just constantly looking for a better strategy. But what we need is just discipline of attention. Keep your hands to yourself. Eyes forward. Do your own work. When somebody asks what you've been up to, you don't need a speech. Just say, I've been minding my own business. So your life will improve the moment you stop touching what isn't yours and finally get serious about what is. And discipline is not doing more. It's refusing to touch what isn't yours. Now, all this demands that we understand what is mine to touch and what is not, so that I can keep my hands to myself and I can be minding my own business. And this stuff isn't obvious, but it's constantly on my mind. I'm constantly trying to get better at this myself. And I wrote a book about it. It's called The Meaningful Few, Designing a Life That Actually Works. You can pick that up on Amazon. I've also created a lot of resources around it because I'm interested in helping you get what you want and helping you lead a life that you're proud of and happy with and that you'd happily keep doing it and do it again and again and again. So you can go to mymeaningfulfew.com and check out some of the resources or all the resources that are available, because there's quite a few that are on there. I'm proud of it. And I'm confident it'll help you to get what it is that you want and, you know, stop having to scream at yourself to keep your hands to yourself and start minding your own business. And we do that. And if we do that, we will be doing our part by doing our best.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.